Welcome to the 5-Minute Artcast number 29. The 5-Minute Artcast is an almost daily 5-Minute podcast looking at the work of artists and photographers from around Yorkshire and the Dales, and through the use of online images and audio clips, hopefully give them a greater exposure and you a better understanding of their work. We continue this week with the work of Lisa Hines. This picture is called Summer.
These are sort of newer.
Are they?
Than these. This is older. This is too. Yeah.
So this small one. I saw that as a continuation of probably the first one we looked at, or the second one. The second one.
This one.
This one. Yeah. I saw it as a continuation of that.
New as well. I think. Yeah. That's right. I don't know. I think getting. Enjoying the texture of the wild fields more and more.
Huge daffodils at the front. Are they daffodils?
No, those are daylilies.
Are they?
Again,
of
yeah,
course.
Orange daylilies, which I just love because, well, they're gorgeous flowers. They're wild. Again, they grow absolutely anywhere. Mm. They only grow in really sunny places, these particular lilies. I don't remember the actual name of them. But I guess where I grew up in Maryland, they were absolutely everywhere. And they when they finish blooming, they've got these giant stalks that are a bit like thin bamboo. And you can go around and pick them. They just come right out of the ground. You can sort of do sword fights with them. And that, again, that reminds me a bit of, you know, sunny, abandoned days of childhood. Again, I don't, not to be trite, you know, you don't want to dwell on childhood, but there's nothing wrong with taking the good things about it. And that's why I just love that flower. Again, there's the dandelion. I do like using dandelions. And it has taken... Yes, it's been fun to experiment with how to do the dandelions without... I mean, I can draw realistically, and I could make a dandelion look like a dandelion if I wanted to, and that's fun as an exercise, but that's not what I'm trying to do here. I want more texture and overlapping. So I want it to be like, in a way, like fabric. So fabrics, and you know how, some of the French fabrics have got the overlays of different weaves in different directions, creating the textures. And so I can get the feel of the dandelion without actually drawing a dandelion, which I have done and I can do.
She's running through the flowers this time, isn't she? She's not so much dancing or...
No, she's or running.
She's running through
yeah,
the flowers.
Yeah, it's fun to do the different positions. Yeah, this one's running, and I love to do the running ladies, just running. And just, you know, just to get the feel of running, you know, and she is running through the fields. And, again, with her dress, yeah, again, the dress is wrinkled in the way that it would be with the wind, and supposed to catch the wind, and it's blowing against her body because that and then trailing behind her, because that's the way the dress would really go. And it's got the lemony yellow fabric-y rosette flowers on sewn onto the dress. I mean, the dress is made first, and then she's in the midst of the daffodils and the grass and the sky and the clovers, and there's the dandelion leaves on the bottom, which are really great fun because the dandelion leaves are so so wild. They're so completely unplanned and spiky. I mean, and also about the dandelions is that a lot of people hate dandelions, and so I love to put them in because they're so they adapt. Dandelions adapt. Mm. And a lot of these are, yeah, they're about fields, but they also have the feeling of they run. They're survivors, and they're joyous. And the dandelions are survivors, and they grow out of the cracks in the concrete.
I just like the happiness in there again.
Yeah.
When she's happy.
Very happy. It is happy, and it's because I'm happy when I make these, and actually I just make them because I love to make them. I love them, they make me happy, and that's why I do it. It's just pure, I just love it. I love the colors and the textures and the, you know, it's survival as well. I mean, you do it to, you do it because you love it, and you can't really question that.
But it's nice and it's happy.
That was Lisa and I discussing her picture, Summer. You can take a look at Summer at our website at www.townheadgallery.com. At the site, you can also look at previous images we've covered and download previous editions of the 5-Minute Artcast. The aim of the 5-Minute Artcast is to promote the work of artists and photographers from around Yorkshire and the Dales, hopefully giving them a greater exposure and you a better understanding of their work. That's all for the 5-Minute Artcast number 29. And until number 30, thank you for listening.